good evening, and honored to have you here, especially if you're a new guest with us tonight. It is great to have you here. I know you could be in a lot of different places. It takes courage coming to a new place, so welcome. Glad you're here. I want to start tonight a little bit different. We're going to dive into this series in just a second, to the sermon in just a second, but occasionally, from time to time, we'll take just a few minutes and do what we call kind of an Elements family chat, and it's just kind of getting everybody on the same page, hearing things, and just as you run organizations, as you do things, and you do this with your families, you do this with your kind of co-workers from time to time, and so I wanted to give you a little bit of a family chat, just kind of updating you on finances, just kind of where we are and things as we come up on the end of our fiscal year. Our new fiscal year starts July 1st, and so we kind of run opposite of calendar year, and so if you kind of call Elements home, this is kind of for you. If you're brand new, then hey, this is kind of a peek behind the curtain, and you get to know kind of how real things operate around here. And so we are in our first year of finishing up brand new on our own. Remember last July, we kind of got our own 401c3, made it official, went out on our own nonprofit status, and so we're super excited about that. That's awesome. 1 year in. I'll be the only one clapping. Okay, perfect. Okay. And so we're doing well, finishing up around 250,000 is kind of where we're coming in, and we're excited about that. It's down a little bit from last year, but you know, the reality is every budget is dynamic and fluctuates. Your family budget does that. Our church family budget does that, and we try to live within our means and all that kind of stuff. We want to be a powerful example and light in the heart of our city, and so the invitation is I'd love for us to see kind of get into that 300,000 mark, because it frees us up to do more ministry. And I know that may seem confusing, so here's what we talked about this week is let's make this really simple. So for every $10 that comes into Element City Church, kind of a family chat, let me just kind of let you know where things go. So we have several different categories of things. So staffing-wise, so we've got a couple pastors here. You've got a part-time worship leader in Lyle. We've got our e-kids director position that we're looking to fill. We've got our office manager in Anya and things. And so out of every $10, about $4.75 or so goes to staffing, to kind of help pay for the staff that runs the church and kind of organizes and do all that. So I know some people don't give because they don't know where it goes. And so I just want to let you know, which is really, really good, 48% or so, because we started when we first launched like 3 years ago, we were like 79%. So that's good. Like incomes come up and we got into the place, we've lowered that percentage. About $3 or so goes to operation cost, which is just everything that takes to pull off on a Sunday, from everything from insurance, administration costs, from lease of facilities here at the school, lease of equipment that we're kind of leasing to own, and all that kind of stuff goes into there. About $1 goes into our missions. We kind of practice a tithe as a church that we live on 90% and we give away 10%. So we're investing in future church plants here in Tucson and around the surrounding areas, Southern Arizona. And we're also focusing on missions local and global that we have a reach to here in our city and beyond. And $1 kind of goes to ministry. And so the ministry expenses to run e-kids and our e-students program and all that kind of stuff. So that makes up that $10. So that's the category kind of feel and vibe, so you can know where stuff goes. And so the challenge and the invitation for us as an Elements Church family is to say, hey, we'd love to do more ministry. And in order to do that, one kind of a saying we have around here is it takes real money to do real ministry. That's kind of a real reality. And so we live by that. And so I just want to encourage those of you who are partnered with us financially, thank you so much. We really could not do what we do without you. And maybe this is a summer where you kind of look at that and maybe God's blessed you in different ways and you can recalibrate that. Maybe you come here and you've never even thought about giving, about partnering with the church to move God's kingdom forward. We're all about inviting people into a life-giving, life-changing relationship with Jesus, and helping them take next steps of faith. And so if that's you, here's my invitation. I always say to people, think about priority, meaning think about giving to God and his kingdom work in this world and how that can outlive you, and how the church can harness that in a way that's way beyond even what you and I can do individually, and how we can do and serve this community and make a difference here. And think about investing that. Think about making that a priority. And then think about percentage And the idea that you and God figure out what that may look like, we don't check on that. I would love to write you a note as a first-time giver. I kind of write a note to every first-time giver that invests in our church and partners with us, links arms with us to move our church and our kind of God's kingdom and his movement here in Tucson forward. So that's kind of the family chat update I just wanted to give you and kind of get us all in the loop of that. If you have never thought about it, here's my one challenge to you. I would love for you to join us. And I think that you'll find a blessing in giving that goes far beyond what you ever actually give. Because I've found that. That as we invest here, as we invest into God's ministry around the world, it's something that outlives you. In fact, it's a command that God gives us. It's an invitation that he gives us. And here's the simple invitation. Take a 90-day challenge. Just try it for the next 90 days. And I guarantee you that God will bless you and work in that. That he will, it doesn't mean you're gonna get rich, it doesn't mean that he's gonna bless it dollar for dollar, it just means what the scriptures say is God says, when you trust me with this, I will take care of you. And so trust him in that and work with that. You and God figure out what that might be. We'd love to invite you into that process. And I'd love to close this time just kind of praying and blessing over Element City Church and the movement that God has for us here across his churches here in our city. And so would you join me in praying for that? And then we'll kind of move into the sermon time here. So let's pray. God, I pray that you would help us to become generous people who live with a growing generosity that you form in our hearts because you are an incredibly generous God. Father, would you help us to be good stewards of the investment that you give us to manage? We are never owners, we're managers. And so would you help us to manage well, to move your kingdom forward, to invite people into life with Jesus, and to push back darkness where we see it, to be able to step in and stand in the gap in ways that we are able to do here in the schools that we're partnered with and the opportunities with some of our mission partners that we have here and in Ecuador, the ways that we're able to step forward and help people begin to experience what life with God might be like. Father, would you give us the opportunity to do that on an ever-expanding scale? And Father, would you bless those who give? Would you bless those who partner with you to do a ministry that goes far beyond what we could ever do on our own? We ask for your empowerment in that. We ask for your grace in that. We pray that in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thanks for letting me do that. And every so often, we kind of do a little family chat. So,